All right, welcome into another edition of Catching Up with Tommy Mac Podcast here on 1010XL's podcast platform at 1010XL.com and, of course, on the 1010XL app. We are live on Facebook, 1010's page, of course, as well as my own, and it is shared all over the place, every platform you can think of, whether it's social media or wherever you listen to or watch your favorite podcasts, right out of the 1010XL podcast studios, which I'm in right now. Happy Friday to you. It is earlier than normal that I do this show. Grammage has had he's got a rough day, man. He's flying all over the place. Got stuff to do, so he asked if I could come in. I did have drive-in duty today, of course. Took my daughter and two of her friends this time to Douglas Anderson School of the Arts for dance. Those girls danced their butt off all day long, then go to the studio. But what was nice today about the ride-in? Dad controlled the music. How about that? Pretty cool. And Harley, my youngest, she's into it. So all my girls are into, you know, a little bit of everything. They appreciate the rock and roll that their dad likes, and they like it as well. But we listened to Queen on the way in. That was pretty cool. And then we finished it with Alice in Chains, believe it or not. Yeah, I was very proud. She's like, Dad, play Wood from Alice in Chains. And like, heck yeah. No doubt about that. We had a good time. We got a good show lined up for you tonight. Brought to you by Team Tommy Mac. We've got a brand new member of Team Tommy Mac that I'm very excited to announce, and that is Michael Nickus's State Farm Agency. Michael's been my agent for, I don't know, two decades. He does it right, man. He's got a great team. He's been doing it since 1994. Started out in claims, has his own agency for, you know, 25 years, what have you. Been doing it a long time. Knows how to get all the discounts, him and his team, that you need. Home, auto, supplementary health, life as well. Make sure you give them a call, 777-6888, 904-777-6888 for Michael Nickus's State Farm. And great to have them on board. We'll talk about Team Tommy Mac later on in the show. All right, NFL Combine next week. I want to get into about the quarterbacks especially. Like, would you throw? I know I would throw. Is Caleb Williams going to throw? If Caleb Williams doesn't throw, all the other guys should throw. And then if he does throw, you still should throw, in my opinion. I want to see Drake May's arm. They say it's unbelievable. I want to see Jaden Daniels. He's going to move around fantastic. He's got a fine arm, too. I know Caleb Williams has got all the physical tools. I'm sick and tired of this generational stuff. I mean, it's not even fair to the young man, you know, to say, oh, this guy. Okay, but and not to say that the tools aren't there, because even here in Jacksonville, the tools are there. There's no doubt about it. Trevor's got everything you want from a physicality standpoint, right? He's got a cannon of an arm, can get it out quick enough. A tough guy in the pocket, can move around, can make plays with his legs. Just got to be more consistent. We know about that. So I don't want to, you know, oh, look at Caleb. Yeah, look what he did against college, you know, competition and the competition. I don't like that he jumped into the stands and sobbed with his mother. I don't like it. That really bothers me. Like, what happens when things go bad around here? And he had a good game, I think. It was just that they lost. I'm sure there was stuff going on. Look, it's an emotional game. You know, it's very, very emotional. But nonetheless, we'll see who throws. You know, Penix, McCarthy's got to throw, I think. I mean, you're crazy not to if you're trying to move up the boards. But that'll be interesting. What will New England do at number three? What will the Bears do at number one? That's going to be fascinating. Look, I like Ryan Fields. My initial, although I want to see these QBs a little bit more, the combine to me, look, you know what you know from the games, right? Whether you watch the games or watch some of the games or listen to people talk about the games or, you know, read reports of the game or whatever the case may be, right? The combine to me, because you're throwing, like, especially with QBs, you're not throwing to your teammates. You know, pro days, okay, they're very scripted. For quarterbacks, I'm talking. They're very, very scripted. And they're scripted by your either quarterback coach or your coordinator. You know, you're familiar with the receivers and how they run your routes. You're going to show off your arm and all that. Accuracy's huge, you know, but I don't know. I don't know about Caleb Williams, but I'm not the draft expert, so don't, you know, kill me on that one. We are going to talk Jags today. Of course we are. It was great doing Jags AM. I tell you, man, more, and I talked to Coach Campbell about it yesterday on the set of The Horse's Mouth. I'm really liking Ryan Nielsen. I'm just reading about him, hearing what people say about him. You know, he's all about that accountability and that intensity, and I love it. I said it on Tuesday. I was so upset after the season. I'm like, you know, I don't even feel like going to camp, but with Ryan Nielsen in charge of the defense, after reading what I've read, I'm looking forward to that. But how about this? We'll look at offense. Jags have the 17th pick. Now, they could trade down. Everyone's like, trade down and get picks. It can happen. It happened last year. I don't know why they didn't grab Torrance the second time. Osiris Torrance out of Florida, he, I don't know, maybe didn't fit the athletic part, but he had a pretty good year for a rookie, especially big dude. Anyway, number 17, you're not trading in this scenario. Are you taking, and both positions are there, highest value, they're both valued the same, and the players are valued the same, right? They're the same grade system, right? So maybe they're, I don't know, I got the second best offensive lineman. I've got the third best or second best wide receiver. However it breaks down, it might be even more, 3 and 4. Who knows how it goes, you know, in the first 16 picks. But what are you taking if you're a Jags fan out there? What are you taking? Are you taking a wideout to add to Trevor Lawrence's, you know, arsenal of weapons? Are you adding an offensive lineman that you can immediately start on your offensive line? Now, throw into the little caveat. Let's say that question with Ridley being here and with Ridley not being here. Is it the same? You know, I look, it depends what guard would be available. I don't think I'm taking a tackle unless I've gotten rid of Cam already. That's a beautiful thing about the draft. I mean, you got the free agency period to fill in what you need to fill in or grab what you need to grab. Those are needs. You know what I mean? Free agent signings are needs. I need a stud defensive tackle. I'm going to go find one, right? Now, if the draft comes and the need match, you know, the value matches the need, then okay, I'm in on that. I'm more of a value guy. I think I've never done it. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a professional at making picks and nobody else out there is either, although they claim to be. But whatever, it doesn't matter. I would rather stick to my board, right? Now, if I have a need, say I have three needs, like the Jags have three needs. Interior corner, they need a corner, they need a wide receiver, they need an offense, they got four needs, right? So that's good. That's good. You know, so then you're going to take the top rated player that you have out of those four and then pick that guy, right? Or is it the greatest need that you pick and take the top? I think if you chase the need, you find yourself in trouble is what I'm getting at. I think you stick to the vet. So if I got four guys, let's say you got four guys all rated or not rated the same, but close, real close, but the corner's rated the highest. So you're taking the corner. Well, you know, I could really use an offensive lineman. I don't like that. I don't like chasing the need, if you know what I mean. But again, we'll see what the Jags do. I think free agency is going to tell us a lot. You know, obviously Josh Allen, number one, got to take care of Josh. I don't care how you get it done. When I saw Brian Burns wanting $30 million a year, I think, you know, if I'm Josh, I don't know. I don't want to, because it's convoluted because Nick Bose is at $34 million. He did that before last year, per year basis. TJ Watt is at $28 million, but he signed his deal like maybe 3 years ago. 2 years ago, something like that. 3 years ago, I forget, but a lot of money. And then you got the big stud at Cleveland. His name's, I don't know how I'm forgetting, Miles Garrett. Sorry, Miles. He's at 25, but he signed his before TJ Watt. So those guys you would think are going to get upgraded. Now, would you pay TJ Watt more than Nick Bosa if you're Pittsburgh? You may. You may. That's a good one-on-one for you. You know, if you're the Browns, would you pay Miles Garrett more than T.J. Watt? You may. I mean, probably. I mean, you're like, yeah, I love this guy. Are you kidding me? He's great against the run. He's great against rushing the pass. He can move up and down all around, and he creates havoc. He's a Chris Jones havoc wreaker from all over the place. T.J. Watt, you're not moving him inside that much. He can't stop the run on the inside. He's too little for that up on the line of scrimmage. But I think, you know, when you look at this team, Josh Allen has got to be number one. No doubt about that. Why is a telemarketer calling me? And we all know that. They're gonna get him done. Where that falls, I'm gonna say, you know, 30. If I'm him, I'm going for 150, 5 years, 100 million guaranteed. Now, Josh, that may not be enough for you. I don't know. I don't want to tell you what to take, but I don't know. I think that's what it should be. After, if you just think about it. And he, look, I know a lot of people out there are like, well, he just had the one big year. Look, I think this is what I think about Josh Allen. And I've said this throughout the year. I don't know if I said it throughout his career because, you know, look, the first year was really good, but he had Calais and Ngakoue. You see how important that is, right? Just having Calais next to him helped him be one-on-one with backs and tight ends for the most part. On occasion, you know, tackles, but he'd be one-on-one. Then it all slid to him. Then it became challenging. They didn't never found that other side. They have it now, you know, and Trayvon, look, wait till Trayvon keeps going, man. He keeps developing. He keeps developing. That kid's going to be a beast, you know, and I'm not just putting him his hand in the ground. We're going to talk about Ryan Nielsen's 4-3 because me and Campbell think that's going to be his base. It's always a hybrid these days, right? Because they're, you know, big personnel is not as prevalent as it used to be, right? It's more like spread them out and let's whip the ball around and maybe use the run on a single back. It's not like load them up. Short yardage and goal line, you see it, but normally you'd see that on first down, or you'd see that a lot more in yesteryear than you did then. But we're going to talk about that, and how I see them lining up could be very, very interesting. All right, so in order, Josh Allen, got to take care of Ridley. I don't want to see him walk out of here. I don't. I would hope you find a way to get Josh done, tag Ridley, and then have some wiggle room there. I would restructure Cam and say, hey, Cam, here's a bunch of money up front. You know, take whatever he's owed, throw most of it into a bonus, give it to him. You know, that only counts half of that year, plus maybe a million, whatever. Give him the minimum. I don't care. But, you know, unless, of course, you can afford bringing in a free agent on the offensive line. See, on my notes here, I want a free agent D lineman and I want a free agent O lineman. Doesn't mean I'm not drafting there. Does not mean that. But I need a proven stud, man. Especially that defensive tackle. I really do, man. It can't be a maybe. It can't be, well, he's okay and maybe. No, like Christian Wilkins, you'd feel very good. Leonard Williams, if he could pull that off. I don't know if he'd be able to pull it off. He'd be like, yeah, these guys, they come to play, man, and they're beasts. You know, physical against the run. They can rush a pass or create havoc. It opens up everything else. That's what's pretty amazing. If you think about it, with Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker's production in the sack department last year and the pressures and all that, just hitting the QB, they really didn't have a stud presence on the inside. You know, they didn't have a Calais Campbell next to them where they, you know, they thought Foley Fatakasi was going to be that. Injuries and whatnot, whatever. It hasn't worked out. They thought Hamilton was going to be that. He had the sickness. We don't know. I'm not giving up on the big man, Hamilton. I'm not. And I want to see Foley. All I heard from my New York Jet friends is he's an absolute animal. You guys are going to love him. When he's healthy, he's in the backfield. I can't deny that. I can't, but the glimpses are micro. I mean, they're so small. Like you don't even have enough, you know, field study to be like, you know, definitively say, yeah, he's, you know, you got to keep him around for sure. He just doesn't have enough. But when you do see the good stuff, you're like, yeah, that guy's a disruptor. I want disruption. And I think Ryan Nielsen wants disruption too. I do. I think he wants those kind of players that are going forward. It's look, go back. And I don't know. I don't want to call it to Tampa too, but when you hear Monty Kiffin, you hear rushing you play the run on the way to the QB. I've always felt like when you can't stop the run, you got to do some run blitzes and surprise them a little bit. You got to mix it up. And nonetheless, but going to be interesting all throughout the next few weeks. Of course, catching up with Tommy Mac, brought to you by Team Tommy Mac. I mentioned Michael Nickus's State Farm, new to the team. Always great, man. I love all my businesses that I promote. They're small businesses that do it right. led by great people doing great business. They all get exclusivity in their industry. And I love promoting them. Chris Lucero's Bail Bonds, J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling. If you need some hauling done out there, you contractors, make sure you check them out. Code Ninjas. It's cool to code, man. Don't be a fool. Seriously, they got 4 locations all throughout Jacksonville, and they're teaching your kids AI and coding and all this, like security, cybersecurity, all this stuff. They are going to be so well-rounded when they get out of the Code Ninjas program at age like 15 or 16, man. They got certifications. It's unbelievable. I wish I knew how to code. I don't know how to code anything. I barely remember the code on my lock, to be honest with you. Azar Sausage Company, third generation. Normally, third generation companies fail. These guys are rocking. Phil and John, they do it right, man. Good people. Most of you know them out there. They're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. Their sausage is in Winn-Dixie, Publix, local grocers, all in restaurants. And if you're having any kind of sausage in your lunch or dinner, even breakfast, you've probably eaten Azar sausage. Great to have them aboard. Solomon Ventures right there on Art Museum Drive. Home good items. I mean, indoors, outdoors, luggage, clothes, food, bikes, outdoor furniture. They got it all at less than wholesale prices. Great family-owned business. Beach Life Rentals, of course, they're up in, from Atlantic Beach all the way down to Flagler Beach. They run the pier at the Jacksonville Beach Pier. You can get chairs. You can get umbrellas. You can get, you know, surfboards, all that stuff. And also they own the Salt Air Inn and Suites, a great boutique hotel with concierge service, carpet man, flooring, baby. They're running the commercial all over the place. My boy Chris is, and it's great because people come up like, hey, I saw your commercial, or at Publix yesterday, I saw the commercial. I loved it, man. Singing LVP, luxury vinyl planking, but it's more than that. It's carpet, it's tile, it's hardwood flooring, highest quality, lowest prices at the Carpet Man Flooring. Graffiti Burger Bar, fantastic food. The burgers are unbelievable, and the wings are unbelievable. That's the two things that I order when I am there. Their fries are incredible, and they got some other items that are just unbelievable. Brand new management, brand new ownership, located right there on 3rd Street, Graffiti Burger Bar. Check them out in Jacksonville Beach. And, I love my team, man. I'm all about team. Got a great team at home. Got a great team in here at 1010XL. Had a great team at the Jags. And I got a great team, Tommy Mac, no doubt about that. All right, let's look at Ryan Nielsen's. He may show up. I don't think you have the personnel for 3-4. I really don't. You got to have the nose. And everybody that knows anything about 3-4 defense will tell you. You got to have it. Yes, you need the outside guys, without question. But if you're going to have to stop the run when you need to stop the run, you got to have a nose tackle. You got to have a beast in there that's not going to get knocked back on a double team, that's going to split the double team, that's going to make the tackle when it's in his area. You free up the backers. I'm sorry, defensive linemen out there. You're allowed to make a few tackles, no doubt, but the tacklers are behind you, safety included. Strong safety included. The best run defenses have guys free at the second level running to the ball and making hits. You also need penetrators. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, but when you penetrate, you better make the play or make it bounce and let the cavalry come. You know, that's a great play. But you've especially in a 4-3, man, Mike, Will, Sam's a little tricky, you know, because he's on one side. He'll still be involved in a lot of plays, more in the pass game and maybe rushing the pass. We're going to talk about that. But, yeah, let the backers and the safety make all the plays. My D lineman at BC hated that. I'd average all these tackles. And you know what? In my Hall of Fame speech, I credited the D lineman. I did. Because they're that important to a linebacker making tackles as a running back is, an offensive line to a running back is, making plays, making yards, you know, getting it done. So you got to have a good D-line. The D-line cannot get pushed back. I say it all the time. It cannot get pushed back into the linebacker's lap. Just can't happen without question. All right, so I'm looking at a 4-3. And a 4-3, as we all know or don't know, I'll explain, is four defensive linemen with three backers. However, a lot of times the third backer, the Sam, there's Sam, strong side, Mike, middle, Will, weak side, right? So however, they usually to the tight end is the strong side. So Sam goes with the tight end. And you'd always, and Mike, back in the day, we'd always tight right, tight left. So you knew which way the strength of their formation was. If that tight end traded over to the other side of the formation, we would trade the tight call. So everybody knew where the strength was. We played a lot of over, a lot of under, which just meant how we shaded. And you had to know where the tight call was. That was always very important. So the Sam will go with that. But think about this, okay? So you had a 4-3. My 4-3 today is against, 11? I think 12 personnel. You know, they got two tight ends. One's a wing. You've got a single back and then two wideouts and a full offensive line, of course. So my 5 technique and my 7 technique, right? So on one side towards the tight end, you're going to have the number one shaded, typically a little bit to the weak side, not the strong side, where the Sam is, like I just mentioned. So you got him just shaded. So he's kind of a zero, but just shaded to a little bit to the right if the Sam's going left. Then you got a 3 technique on the guard. That's usually a one-on-one thing. Granted, the tackle can slam down on you. You got to work that double team. But I like to see Devon Hamilton there. But anyway, back to the 5 and 7. 7's on the weak side. They're a little bit wider. That's why the nose is shaded a little bit, so you give that Will a little bit where he doesn't have to take that lineman on head-on every single play. So if I look at it, 5 technique, I would think, would be Trayvon Walker. A 5 technique, really good against the run. Could be Roy Robinson-Harris when needed, but to me, I think that's where Trayvon Walker is going to really shine. The 7 technique outside is Josh Allen all day long. Right, he's got his hand in. They both have their hand in the ground, whatnot. Now, if we run a 3-4, I'm keeping Trayvon outside, and then on passing downs, I'm moving him inside. At least that's how I would look at it. But we got to see who they bring in on that defensive front. So the Mike is. I'd still look. You may have to restructure a Lewakin, but why would you get rid of your best tackler on the team and playmaker? I mean, he took a TD to the house. That's huge. Why would you, you know, get, I mean, look, if you can't afford him, that's one thing. If he won't take a, I don't know if he'd take a pay cut, but you, like, look, the trick is what? He's got this big number due. Well, let's give a lot of it in a bonus, and then only half of that bonus counts for whatever year. If we stretch it out, maybe we extend him for 3 years doing that. You know, something like that. So we'll see how they can handle him, but I'm trying to find a way. I want him here. Will. And Sam, you know, I think Devin Lloyd could play Sam. I do. He needs a little more work on the one-on-one with the tight end. And it's not easy. It's hard. It's a lot harder to cover. So when Mike covers the tight end, you're usually from an inside-out position. Sam is typically from an outside-in position. So I think it's a little more challenging. You got to jam him. You're not really jamming the tight end from Mike. You're trying to, you know, you might hit him. Can't really hit him today, these days, but you want to get on his inside hip. And then, you know, if it's cover two, you're going all the way. Or, you know, if he breaks it off, you got to go with him. Or you might, you know, keep your hand on him, look at the QB at the same time, feel him. If he rolls in, you roll with him, you know, those types of things. But I think Devin Lloyd could be a Sam linebacker in a 4-3 concept. In a 3-4, now I'd probably move him back because I'm keeping Josh and Trayvon as my 3-4 outside backer. So gives you a little bit of flexibility. We know he can rush a passer. I wish I would have seen more of that. I'd like to see a Lewakin blitz more. Look, Devin Lloyd's a good blitzer. He is. I'd like to see him, of course, get after the quarterback a little bit more, and maybe they will. I understand why Ryan Nielsen wants press type corners. Doesn't mean they're going to press all the time, but they're guys that can get up in the grill of those wide receivers and get them off track, you know, make sure they don't have a free release, you know, into their route. And look, we all know this, or we should, when it comes to pass and running too, but passing especially, it's timing. 3-step, ball out. 5-step, ball out. 7-step, ball out. Your head as a route runner is okay. If it's a 3-step, I'm breaking it, you know, 2 seconds, let's just say. I don't know, whatever. Maybe it's 3 seconds till that ball's going to be there. 5-step drop, I got a little bit more time. But in my clock, you know, I'm thinking, I learned a lot of this from my boy, P. Mitchell, if he's watching. Thanks, Mitch, our great tight end. Because he would tell me, he's like, yeah, you got this clock running in your head. Now, if there's a blitz and you're, you know, you got to break off that time because you saw the blitz coming. So now my five becomes a three, you know, so, you know, as far as seconds in my brain. So if you can jam, my point about having long corner, like Beast, my boy, Killer Beast, he could get up in your grill and he would whack, you know, he could jam you. So like, think about like, if I got nobody's on me and I'm just going to take off and run my route, I'm full speed in 4 seconds. If someone presses me and I get their hands off me, like Jimmy Smith used to do, and I get up the field, I'm in full speed in my third step. But if you get a jam on them, now it's boom, then I got to go. That's a second at least, right? And by the way, that receiver, like Mitch would tell me too, like if I get jammed at the line for too long, I got to break off my route quicker because the ball's, you know, I'm not going to be where the ball is. And that's, it's all, then that, look, a lot of times on missed throws, we don't know, is it the QB? Because if the QB is throwing it to a spot, he's not throwing it to the man, he's throwing it to the spot. And majority of offenses, that's what it is. You don't wait till your man's open, you throw it to the spot where he's supposed to be at the right time, and he's got to be on the same page as you. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. So, That's a big thing that they're going to be working on. So on that defensive side, having corners that can play press, that can play man, that can play shell, which means I'm going to give you a little leeway and I'm going to play too deep. And I love too deep because, by the way, those corners, like Bees, like a lot of big corners, Nolan Carroll as well, who's a good friend and been on the Happy Hour show. By the way, season 2 coming your way soon. I'll be happy to announce that soon. You got to play the run. You got to be a physical corner playing the run. Run comes to you, I'm attacking. I'm bitching at the O-line today, but the whole rule where you can't, like, take them out, I don't know if I'm – I don't want them getting hurt. You know, I hate dropping them at the knees. But if they're moving forward to you, you know, like you're head-on with them, you know, or you just – I don't know. Dive under their legs or something, but that's a big locomotive train, you know, coming your way. I mean, I've seen, you know, the trap, you know, where the tackle comes down and traps the tackle, you know, defensive tackle. And if you don't see that coming, man, you're toast. You're toast. So those DBs, man, they got to be really strong when that lineman comes hanging around, you know, comes around leading the way. You can't take them out and let the cavalry come. You got to figure out a way to turn it back in. So force, if I'm the outside force, everything goes inside me. If I'm going to bounce it and let the cavalry come, then I dip inside, make the guy bounce out. And then, you know, the cavalry's supposed to be coming the pursuit, but nonetheless, it'll be interesting to see how they line up. I think it remains to be seen, and I agree with Coach Nielsen about that. We got to wait till we see him out there, see who we have, see how this defense is going to look, and then we'll take it from there. And again, hopefully they can add to the I've said it before, I'll say it again. The interior offense defensive line need help, no doubt. But they've had enough talent. They've had enough talent to be contenders. Even in 2023, we know this. But something happened. I think they thought they were the cat's meow. They ate too many birds. They got fat and happy, however you want to call it. They didn't prepare the way they need to, but I think a guy like Ryan Nielsen is going to hold them accountable. All right, you know, interesting. New England at number 3. Back to the draft really quick. I could see Jaden Daniels in that, but I think I'd want But did he name an offensive coordinator yet? I think I'd want McDaniels back if I could get him back. Although, no, they got a whole new staff now. Belichick's out, so forget about that. But would you take that? Look, I watched LSU about 4 times. That kid's a total stud. Total stud. 3, 4. My lead guitarist in my band, the Dad Bods. By the way, we're at Iggy's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, out in Fruit Cove. He's a massive LSU fan. So I go to his, I've been to his house. You know, we watch and hang out. Not all games, don't get me wrong, but he gets me to watch them. And they're always pretty athletic, so they're always fun to watch. What do you, if you're Ryan Poles of the Bears, what are you doing? Man, I tell you, I don't know. Again, I want to see May throw. He didn't have a great year, Carolina, this year. Last year he did. But he's got all the things you want, you know, like a big arm, you know, big body move, that kind of stuff. I think Jaden Daniels is going to wow you with his arm and his feet. You know, and Caleb, I don't know. I think Justin Fields has continued to get better. I'd like to see him more in the Jalen Hurts kind of offense where he's running and throwing. I think he's very dangerous, and it's not just Philly's offense. A lot of offenses run it that way. I tell you what, if three QBs go and I trade out of there, I want that Marvin Harrison Jr. for Justin Fields then. If you gotta, and you do need offensive line in Chicago. I know that. I know you had Wright last year. You had Tevin. I know there are players up there, but you could use another stud offensive lineman. But you got number nine too. And if you're going to go, you know what, if you're going to go whoever, Caleb or Fields, it's like here in Jacksonville, then make sure you got a great O-line and make sure you got good enough to great enough weapons for the quarterback to make plays. And when they're not there, use your feet. I know it sounds simple and it's not. But I know everyone's like, well, you know, like, look, someone's going to trade for Fields. And that's a big thing. If you're GM Ryan Poles, if you miss on this, you don't win, you're probably done in 2 to 3 years. I mean, it's just the reality of the business. It's a big move, and if you're wrong with Justin Fields, and hey, I'm just talking about. I don't lose my job, but I don't know. Look, I think I'm sticking with Justin Fields and adding to him. He has gotten better. Now, granted, last year he took a beat, like here. I mean, I'm not saying he's Trevor from the physical everything. He's got plenty, and he's pretty close. I mean, he can throw the ball plenty fine. He's got a great arm. He can move. He can shake you. He can do everything. So they're not that far off. But you saw what happened here, man. The kid took a beating. He was injured. The timing was off. The routes were wrong sometimes. He was wrong sometimes. It just wasn't a good year. It wasn't a terrible year. He threw 21 touchdowns. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good enough. And he knows that, and everybody knows that. And look, it's reset down here. I want Trevor to have a phenomenal year number four. I want our Jags to have a phenomenal year number four. It's better when they win. It's better for me. It's better for you. It's better for everybody. And I'm sure you can say that in a lot of cities, but Jacksonville's special because that's all we have is the NFL and our Jacksonville Jaguars. So good luck to Ryan Poles up there. I know a lot of Bears fans listen to this show. You know, Taylor Dahl from 1010XL, she's on Building Monsters, I think. It's a podcast, talks all Bears. She does a great job. Check her out if you want to get some Bear talk in there. And thanks for tuning in. I've got Jaguar Today duty from 10 to noon if you want to check us out at 92.5 FM. Or AM 1010 on the AM dial. 1010XL.com for all you out-of-towners. Download the app. You can hear it clear as day. It's really nice when you want to listen to some radio programming. I'm on from 10 to noon, and then I got meetings today, babe. Hey, it's Friday. I know it is over lunch, and it may be over beers, the second one, over a couple of beers. Told my wife, you know, you got to come meet us, and we'll make a date out of it. But hope you all have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. God love you. And until next time, stay safe. Be cool out there, man. We'll see you right here on Catching Up with Tommy Mac. Peace.